Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj begins, Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Cha Tad Prabhum Samstitam Api Yan Murtim Sranke Kritwa Nanartya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Daya Maya Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jaya. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was very merciful and was very dear to Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda. Jai Srinivaseshwara Haridasanath Jai Gadadha Priya Swarupa Prananath. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. Jaya Kashi Priya Jagarananda Praneshwar Jaya Rupa Sanatana Raghu Natishar. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Misra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagarananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. Jai Gora Deha Krishna Sayam Bhagavan, Kripa Kori Deha Prabhu Nija Paradhan. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Jaya Nityananda Chandra Jaya Chaitanyera Pran Tomara Chanara Vinde Bhakta Dehadan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Chaitanyera Arja Sra Charane Bhakti Deha Jaya Dvaita Charya. All glories to Advaita Charya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jaya Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunath Raghunatha Gopala Chaya Moranath. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunatha Das Goswami, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. E Sabha Prasade Liki Chaitanya Lila Guna Yaiche Taiche Liki Kori Arpana Pavana. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilanchana, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. Eka Dina Govinda Mahaprasadalan Hari Dase Ditte Gela Anandithan. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Govinda kahe, Uto ashi karaha bojan, Haridas kahe, ajay karimu lagana. Please rise and take your Mahaprasad, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought me Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it? Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Mahaprasadam is none different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana. He offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bara dayamai kari vara jiva jai sa prasad anadilobai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very much attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, one makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. Aradina Mahaprabhur Tanle Tane Aila Shushtahau Haridasa Bali Tanle Puchira. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Mahaprabhu said, now you have become old. You may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, You must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astak, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natabi Kalavasani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Mahaprabhu continues, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharja because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the word Tomara Avatara, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. Ebi alpa sankhya kori kori sankirtana Haridasa kahe shune mora satya nivedan. The Lord concluded, now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. Hare Krishna. We shall stop here in this very dramatic moment and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.